Hello?
Raj?
Yeah.
Rajiv. Hey.
Hey, tell me, what's up?
Did you catch up at a bad time?
No, good time.
Acha, listen. So
yeah.
Your deal has been approved, at least by the consultant internally.
Okay.
For $10 million.
Okay, that is the, I'm sorry for indicating Galleon.
Yeah. This is for the U.S.
Yeah. Okay.
So, just wanted to tell you that. And the second thing is, so you're coming over to our house on Sunday, right?
Can I call you back? I just want to look at all my things.
Okay. Do call me back. Hello?
If he's leaving town, then he can only meet me on Sunday.
Yeah, I can meet you only on Sunday because 11th I leave.
Yeah. So let me figure it out, right?
And Arvind is not going to meet you because he's going to be in China, and then he's joining me in Ottawa for the board meeting.
Yeah, I saw that. So maybe they got the calendars wrong. You know?
Yeah, I think they got the calendars wrong.
Yeah.
So
by the way, the
Sunday at our house for dinner.
Yeah.
Or lunch.
So the Ruya made a firm bid now.
So it's going to be
12:25.
Oh, wonderful! Wonderful. Thanks.
Not bad. Huh?
Very good. Very good. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Chalo. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Center.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.